poetry.
I'm a writer for children and young people.
I'm a novelist, and the extract here is from my fifth novel.
This is World Words from the British Council, a 10-part series about contemporary British literature.
I'm the national poet for Wales. It's the west of the British Isles, near the Irish Sea.
In each programme, we meet a writer and discuss one of their poems or novels.
I spend most of my days writing poems or attempting to write poems.
Here's Karen Brodie with World Words.
When you look in the mirror, who stares back at you? Do you sometimes see your father's eyes, or your mother's lips, or your grandmother's nose? And when you look at your hands, whose fingers do you see? Whose thumbs? Whose palms? In today's programme, we're exploring a work by a Northern Irish poet about the features we inherit from our parents. It's a poem with a very interesting form. Here's the poet to tell us more.
Hi, I'm Sinead Morrissey. I'm a writer. I write poetry. I'm based in Belfast in Northern Ireland, where I also grew up. And I'm going to read a poem called Genetics.
And as you listen to Sinead reading Genetics, have a look at your hands, your fingers and your palms.
Genetics. My father's in my fingers, but my mother's in my palms. I lift them up and look at them with pleasure. I know my parents made me by my hands. They may have been repelled to separate lands, to separate hemispheres, may sleep with other lovers, but in me they touch where fingers link to palms. With nothing left of their togetherness but friends who quarry for their image by a river, at least I know their marriage by my hands. I shape a chapel where a steeple stands, and when I turn it over, my father's by my fingers, my mother's by my palms, demure before a priest reciting psalms. My body is their marriage register. I reenact their wedding with my hands. So take me with you. Take up the skin's demands for mirroring in bodies of the future. I'll bequeath my fingers if you bequeath your palms. We know our parents make us by our hands.
This is World Words, and that was poet Sinead Morrissey reading her work, Genetics. She tells us that when she looks at her hands, she sees her father's fingers but her mother's palms. I know my parents made me by my hands. A group of literature students in Botswana have also been studying the poem and their own
hands. I can relate to it by looking at my hand. Like, I can go like, okay, no, this unity, like where the palm meets the fingers, that's the bond that my parents have. Yeah.
I think that it's the memories that she has that makes her think about her parents when she looks at her hands. Those are the memories that she brings out to remember them by. She refers to her fingers being connected to her palms as how her parents were when they were together.
I understand where she's coming from with this poem, the unity between the mom and the dad. But personally, I don't see my parents in my hands.
The students are quite clear about the topic of the poem, but what they don't know is that behind it lies a children's rhyme.
Where she goes, I shape a chapel where a steeple stands. I think that's very strong.
In the line, I shape a chapel where a steeple stands, can you explain what that means?
When I was a child, there was a kind of a street rhyme, and children would do this with other children, and they would say, folding their hands together at the knuckles with the fingers interlacing together. This is the church and this is the steeple. Open the doors. And there are the people. And when the doors open, you turn your hands upside down so that the interlaced fingers can wiggle like people inside a church. And it's that childhood game or nursery rhyme which is at the back of that image, I shape a chapel where a steeple stands. But it's also at the back of the whole poem, which is about people and relationships being embodied and symbolised by hands.
One student said that she'd really like to find out what prompted Sinead to write the poem.
I actually just want to know what inspired her writing. Is she confused between religion and science, kind of like me?
I was in a library studying and I looked down at my hands and I suddenly noticed that I've got my father's fingers, which are long and thin, and I have my mother's palms, which are quite square. The first line of the poem, "My father's in my fingers, but my mother's in my palms," just came the way it was. And then the second line of the poem that came was, "I know my parents made me by my hands." And once I had those two lines, then the poem more or less wrote itself.
So the work was inspired by a chance moment in a library then. But clearly the poem's about more than just physical characteristics passed down from one generation to the next. There's something the students have spotted about the writer's parents.
Clearly they're separated because, like, the second verse, she's like, "They have been repelled to separate lands, to separate hemispheres, and may sleep with other lovers, but in me they touch with fingers linked with palms."
Physically, they're separated, but maybe on a spiritual level, they're still together inside of her, and I don't think there's anything that can take that away from her.
I asked Sinead about this theme of separation in the poem.
Yes, it is about me in that it's about the experience of my parents divorcing and my mother going to New Zealand. And in the poem I say, they may have been repelled to separate lands, to separate hemispheres, and that's about their separation and the permanence of that.
So the references in the poem to the parents being in different lands are autobiographical. One student was keen to find out more.
Now, I'd just like to ask the author if at all what she's going through now was a result of her parents having a bumpy breakup.
For me, it's a very optimistic poem. It's hopeful on two levels. It's hopeful because even though my parents separated, the fact of their togetherness continues in the existence of me and my brother. And that's a very positive thing. It's also optimistic for me because at the very end, in the final stanza, the poem changes direction. And instead of being a meditation about the past and about my parents' relationship, it changes focus to being about the present and about my relationship as a grown woman with my husband. And I talk about continuing bequeathing of genetic material to the next generation and about deciding to have a child ourselves. So that's when I say, "So take me with you, take up the skin's demands for mirroring embodies of the future. I'll bequeath my fingers if you bequeath your palms. We know our parents make us by our hands."
You're listening to World Words, a radio series from the British Council.
So far in the programme, we've been exploring the meaning of Sinead's poem Genetics. But what about the way it's constructed and the way it sounds? The students in Botswana have picked out some of its formal features.
I'd like to comment on the alliteration in stanza 4 where she goes, "I shape a chapel where a steeple stands." I think that's very strong. It gives the poem a lot more rhythm, and how the repetition of the last line, "I know my parents made me by my hands," that gives the poem a bit of a flow.
It's kind of maybe a cross stanza rhyme. Like the last line of one stanza matches with the last word of the first stanza. Yeah. So "I know my parents made me by my hands," and then in the next stanza it starts with, "They may have been repelled to separate lands."
Sinead's been writing poetry for a long time, and she experiments with structure and rhythm. In Genetics, she's chosen to use a complex poetic form, which is called a villanelle. I asked her to tell us a bit about a villanelle, and why she chose to use it.
A villanelle is a set poetic form in English, a bit like a sonnet, and it's structured around the repetition of two lines all the way through the poem. So, for instance, the two lines in my poem that repeat all the way through are "My father's in my fingers, but my mother's in my palms," and "I know my parents made me by my hands." And then the second line in each of the verses, the final word in that, also rhymes all the way through the poem. So in my poem, you have pleasure, lover, river, over, register, and future. It's one of the most intricate and difficult set forms to write in English poetry.
Let's just listen now to some of those rhymes.
My body is their marriage register. I reenact their wedding with my hands. So take me with you. Take up the skin's demands for mirroring in bodies of the future. I'll bequeath my fingers if you bequeath your palms. I knew that this was going to be a villanelle, and I knew that this time it was going to work. And I don't know why I knew that so clearly at the time, at the beginning of the writing process. But when I'd finished it and I was thinking about why this poem had to be a villanelle, I realised that it was to do with the subject matter of genetic material being repeated through generations, from mothers and fathers to their children and from those children to their children. And that repeat of genetic material down through the generations is like the way my lines repeat down through the poem.
So the form Sinead has chosen reflects the subject matter. Genetics is indeed a poem with many layers. We end this edition of World Words from the British Council by thanking Sinead Morrissey for joining us. And also my thanks to the international students from Botswana for their lively discussions about the poem. If you want to look out for Sinead Morrissey's poetry, her name is spelt S-I-N-E-A-D M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y. Before we go, let's listen to Genetics once more.
My father is in my fingers, but my mother's in my palms. I lift them up and look at them with pleasure. I know my parents made me by my hands. They may have been repelled to separate lands, to separate hemispheres, may sleep with other lovers, but in me they touch where fingers link to palms. With nothing left of their togetherness but friends who quarry for their image by a river, at least I know their marriage by my hands. I shape a chapel where a steeple stands. And when I turn it over, my father's by my fingers, my mother's by my palms, demure before a priest reciting psalms. My body is their marriage register. I reenact their wedding with my hands. So take me with you. Take up the skin's demands for mirroring in bodies of the future. I'll bequeath my fingers if you bequeath your palms. We know our parents make us by our hands.
That was World Words with Karen Brodie. For a copy of that poem and more information, go to the British Council's website. The address is www.britishcouncil.org/literature.